Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Sullivan for CCR to House Bill 1595.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1595 by Sullivan of the House and Lamb of the Senate, an act relating to public health and safety.
Representative Sullivan, you're recognized to explain your report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The CCS to House Bill 1595 basically just changes the enactment date for the State Department of Health's website on this, moves it to 2012. Be happy to answer your questions. Move adoption.
Representative Kiesel, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, what's the fiscal impact on this bill?
For fiscal year 2010, zero.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
What are the ongoing costs?
According to the staff, fiscal year 2011, $281,000. Fiscal year 2012, $256,000.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Sullivan moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 1595. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1595 by Sullivan of the House and Lamb of the Senate, an act relating to public health and
Representative
safety.
Sullivan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those in opposition, please push your red button. Those in favor, the green. We have Representative Kiesel in opposition, Representative Sullivan in favor. Are there others wishing to debate? Representative Sears, are you wishing to debate in favor? He waves. Members, take your seats. Take your conversations outside. Prepare for debate. Representative Kiesel, you're recognized for 10 minutes debating against the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, I won't take long. I just want to point out the fact that we're looking at spending almost, eventually over the long term, over $250,000, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the largest part of that expense comes from the statistical reporting aspect of this legislation. I don't know if I'll get any response here, but how many of you have actually called the State Health Department and asked them to see the form that doctors currently have to fill out whenever they perform an abortion? Okay, there's one. I have as well. Because if you look at the form, and let me tell you how I got there, because I started looking, we have all these statistics in Oklahoma already about who's getting abortions, why they're getting abortions, what's leading them to get an abortion. And I started thinking, where are these statistics coming from? Well, they've got to come from somewhere. And if you call the State Health Department, they'll tell you. There's already a questionnaire that exists. So rather than spend over $250,000 and obligate ourselves for hundreds of thousands of dollars in the future, it would be a heck of a lot simpler if this body would request through the Department of Health to adopt some of these new questions, because I'll admit there are questions in this bill that aren't on the current form. But why reinvent the wheel? Take some of these questions, put them in the existing form, and it's not going to cost us that much money. As far as digitizing this information, making it accessible on the internet, every time we see a USB drive left somewhere, a laptop left somewhere, we see individuals' personal information jeopardized. And I would suggest whether you are for outlawing all abortion, or whether you're a pro-choice legislator, that no one in this body would want to subject any Oklahoman and their family to the potential danger of having this very private information leaked to the public. So we're already asking these questions in a form, but we're going to spend over $250,000 to ask them in a different way. Well, that sounds like government at its best. And I say that we reject government at its best, look to common sense, and ask the health department to incorporate these new questions should we choose to do that. And with that, I yield my time to the chair. Thank you.
Members of the House, come to order. Keep your attention to Representative Sullivan. Representative Sullivan, you're recognized for 10 minutes closing debate in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we hear a lot about the use of state funds in this chamber, and I can think of no better reason to use state funds than to protect life. We spend a lot of time talking about spending money after a child is born, but sometimes we don't look at the cost associated with the child getting to the place of even being able to be born. The gift of life is precious. It is without cost. And this bill simply requires that the State Department of Health come up with this database. As the representative mentioned, maybe their cost estimates are too large because of what they're currently doing. But what we do know is that the only information that could be used to try to trace back to the mother would be the date of the abortion, the county in which the abortion was performed, and there's only three counties in this state where abortions are currently performed: Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Cleveland counties. The marital status of the mother, race of the mother, years of education of the mother, there is no way that you can trace somebody with that information. Because of the volume, unfortunately, of these procedures that are being performed in each of those three counties, there's no way to trace them back to an individual person. Only the person that had the abortion would know the date and all the other data associated with them. So this whole concept of being careful about release or unintentional release of the records is really not relevant to the discussion in this bill. It's a relevant discussion for this body, but not for this bill. And I would encourage you and ask you to vote yes in favor of this and put this questionnaire into law. Let's get the information, find out what's truly going on so that we know what is happening in our state. Thank you very much.
Representative Sullivan, do you yield to questions? Member refuses to yield. Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk Clark with machines, sergeants announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1595. Representative Denny votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes no. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representatives Cootie, Arms, and Jones, do you care to vote? Representatives Pruitt, Morgan, McPeak, Roan, and Nations, do you care to vote? Representative Pruitt votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
88 ayes, 6 nays.
Having received majority vote, those elected in the House, declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.
Good work, members.